Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Jacoby Myers, former Patriot legend, who apparently is asked out of Vegas. Do you think there's a possibility there? Would you be interested in a reunion with Jacoby Myers?
So I think there are two separate answers. Yes, I would definitely be interested. Okay. No, I don't think he goes anywhere.
What?
I think if you've noticed, there's a bit of a trend
going on.
Yep. Where guys request trades and then all of a sudden, like magic, they get new contracts. It's kind of this. It's like the new way in which we negotiate now in the NFL. Players are like, yeah, I'm just going to request a trade, and then negotiations actually start. And so I just assume this is for a pay bump, because outside of Brock Bowers, I don't think the bringing in of Amari Cooper is really going to help the Raiders receiver room. They need Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, they do. I don't think it's as drastic as Terry McLaurin with
sure,
Washington.
Definitely not.
But I want the Patriots to still, like, their roster at 4 o'clock today is going to be down to 53. But then I assume that 53 isn't going to be the same when they play week one, right? Like, there's still other moves to be made. I guess it's probably just going to be more of the minor moves, unfortunately, right? Like, everyone talks about the cap space that they have, and like, oh, they have $60 million. They could do this, that, and the other thing. You don't want to just throw out a bunch of bad money on bad deals. But, like, Jacoby Myers, what would it cost to even get Jacoby Myers from the Raiders?
Probably at this point, maybe like a player and like a late round draft pick, like a sixth. So, like, I bet if you sent.
Oh, you think that low? Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, he had 1,000 yards last year.
If you sent Kendrick Bourne in a 5 or a 6, you'd probably get it done.
Okay. Why not?
Of course,
you think the Raiders would say no to that.
Yes, I just think the Raiders need him. I mean, if they trade him, their best receiver is Amari Cooper, who they just signed, or rookie Jack Besh.
Jack Besh?
Or rookie Deontay Thornton out of Tennessee, the make-believe offense.
All right, they're going young.
Yeah.
They're going young is what they're thinking there.
I love Brock Bowers. Yeah. I expect a massive year out of Brock Bowers. Don't want to tip my hand for the upcoming Jones Key Fantasy Draft.
Oh,
love Brock Bowers, but they need an actual wide receiver on that team.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, because I think Amari Cooper's kind of washed. I mean, he's been out there the whole time.
Yeah, he's been a free agent this entire time.
I didn't really want him with the Patriots necessarily.
And then Trey Tucker's a nice, like, little player, but he's not a top-tier receiver.
No, their offense is going to be Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty.
100%.
And we're going to see it week one against the Patriots. As for the current receiving core for the Patriots, expectations for those guys?
I would say not high.
I know. I kind of rode the wave a little bit. There was a time during training camp. Actually, you know what it was? It was the joint practice against Washington where Pop Douglas got open a bunch of times. Kayshon Booty caught a touchdown on Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Like, could these guys be all right? And I don't know. As it plays out, I don't think they're the worst receiving room in the league like they were a year ago.
I agree.
But I don't know how high is too high. Like, are they the 25th best receiving room? Are they higher than that? Like, are they somewhere in there? It really hinges
on
Diggs.
They're like the top of that bottom third,
okay,
right? Like, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
They're not the worst thing I've ever seen. Diggs helps.
Yeah.
I think Pop Douglas will be better. I like Kyle Williams a lot.
Okay.
I just don't think he's going to show much of an impact in the beginning half of the season. Rookie receivers tend to come on late in the season.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of when I think he'll start to emerge. But to start the year, this is not a not a great class.
No,
that they have over
it's probably going to be win on running and defense.
Yeah,
is what it feels like.
You could. That's the thing in football. Like, you can make it work with mediocre receivers, but the rest of your offense generally needs to be good. And your offensive line is somehow worse than your receiver group.
So what team, though, has mediocre receivers and a mediocre quarterback?
None.
So none, right? Okay.
If you look at the Chargers, right, they have mediocre receivers. They got Ladd McConkey now, who's really good. Love
Ladd.
But, like, Deontay Johnson,
Deontay Johnson stinks.
Tough.
Who's the other dude they have? Is it Quentin Johnson?
Oh, no, that's who I meant.
No, they're
sorry,
not
Quentin Johnson.
Deontay Johnson played on many teams last year. No, but Quentin Johnson
Deontay Johnson just got cut.
Yeah,
that's why
cut by the Browns,
thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah. So he'll sign somewhere else. He might play for every team in the league.
Josh Johnson of receivers.
Well, he might get signed by every team in the league. He definitely won't play for every team.
Fair enough. True. Yeah, he may not
but
play
for Quentin Johnston, the corpse of Keenan Allen, doesn't really do it for you.
But he got Herbert.
Yeah, and a great offensive line.
Yeah,
offensive line is stacked. I mean, the Slater injury hurts, but heading into the year, they had an awesome offensive line.
So, yeah, that's the thing. And I guess, you know, TBD on Drake May. You know, right? You're higher on Drake May than
I'm super high on the guy. Yeah.
Maybe the highest.
Yeah,
like I think Florence Nightingale over here.
Yeah, Mego keeps trying to get me to compare him to different players every weekend.
Yeah,
and like so far, I've compared him to like Aaron Rodgers and like
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think he is.
Isn't it more Herbert, Josh Allen is like the high end?
I think he's way less Josh Allen than people think, just because
that's
like physically. Well, in the regards that like physically, Josh Allen is a monster. He is unbelievable.
Because Drake May's arm isn't like top tier arm, is it?
I think it is. I just don't think you've seen him uncork it really much.
I'd like to see him maybe uncork it. Maybe Kyle Williams allows you to uncork it.
You need a receiver that can run to uncork it. But like, I think he can be, he is more Herbert than he is Josh Allen physically.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope winning wise, he's more, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes than he is Justin Herbert, but
that's to
be seen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would say physically, he's much more Herbert than he is Allen.
But that's why I think maybe there's some day where Drake May doesn't need stud receivers and he'll be able to carry them, but I don't think that day is today. And that's why, you know, how good can Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, Kyle Williams, Steph Diggs be for Drake May? Because going back to Josh Allen, you didn't see him take that real leap forward until year three when Steph Diggs showed
prime
up.
Steph
Diggs showed up. Yeah. I know this is a different situation here, but I think some of those guys need that play. Like Jalen Hurts needed A.J. Brown and 100%. Devontae Smith. And then now you're like, all right, maybe because of the running game there, if you take one of those guys away, he might still be really good. He sort of like unlocked the player.
Even when Mahomes started, he had prime Kelsey and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
You know,
a
lot of these
guys,
Jaden Daniels, they weren't happy with just Terry McLaurin. They give him the contract. They also went out and got Deebo Samuel in the offseason, who, you know, people can think what the, he is thick.
He was like our Haas of the Week a couple weeks back.
I love that. I loved the nominee for Haas of the Week this week.
Did you see
Big
that,
Sugar?
Dude? The Big Sugar?
Zach Maxwell? That guy can
pitch. So if you missed yesterday's program, he is a Cincinnati Reds reliever who made his debut over the weekend. He's 6 foot. He's listed at 6'6", 275. Throws 100 miles an hour, and his nickname is Big Sugar.
He looks like he could be Will Campbell's cousin.
We might have to call it the Big Sugar Haas of the Week Award. Like, it might be sponsored by him.
How many names has the Haas of the Week had? It was the Garrett Crochet Haas of the Week for a while.
Sure, well, he's like the first two-time champ or three-time. Did
he
win
like
it three times
in a row?
Wow.
I mean, Big Sugar, though, we might have to retire. Oh, my God, yeah. Desmond Watson, you see him?
Got waived.
Yeah. That poor guy.
450 pounds.
I mean, listed at 450.
You think somebody picks him up?
Yeah, I would hope. Well, I don't think anybody can pick him up, Sean.
All right.
No, but somebody should. Yeah, I mean, that
acquire him.
I feel like he could be the, he could stop every tush push.
Well, and like
he's the tush push killer.
That's why I feel like
you
Tampa
trot him
Bay,
out there fourth down, but here he comes, and then he just stops every tush push.
That's why I felt like Tampa Bay was the perfect spot. You learn behind Vita Vea.
Yes.
You don't really play much outside of against the Eagles for the tush push.
No.
Who Tampa Bay is already the best team at stopping the tush push.
Yeah.
It would have just made them unstoppable.
They wouldn't even let that poor kid practice.
I know.
They wouldn't even
make him run.
It was so sad. They'd keep the videos out. They'd
just like dribbling the blocking pads.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever been to a dog park where there's like one enormous dog and all the little dogs like, don't play with that dog? They're just like looking over like, no, like not doing
leave
it.
Leave him over there.
Just, this guy just like having a sad. So, yeah, that's a shame. The offensive line up and down throughout camp. a lot is going to be put on Will Campbell. Clearly, he's going to get thrown right into the fire week one. I do think they can run the ball, though. Like, I think Henderson, Stevenson, Gibson, even Drake May, like, I think they're going to have success running the ball. I think the whole passing offense, though, still is going to be kind of a work in progress. Like, I don't have high hopes for that necessarily.
Yeah, neither do I. And I think we even talked about this when I came on to talk, like, pre-draft, where with Will Campbell, I think he's a great run blocker. I think he will be a great NFL run blocker. It's just the pass protections that I have a lot of questions about with the short arms and the ability to kind of anchor himself against big defensive ends like Max Crosby, who you see in week one.
Yeesh.
But yeah, I think this team can run the football and they should be able to play defense. You spent a ton of money on the defensive side of the football. Your coach is a defensive guy. Those Tennessee defenses weren't super talented all the time, but they were good. They were kind of tenacious is the word I would use. And so those two things alone should help you win way more football games than over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and Vrabel even said it when he first got here. It was like they're going to not chuck the ball all over the place.
He doesn't want to.
And they probably shouldn't either. No. It's based on the whole personnel that they have. The other big story over the last like week of camp has just been Kyle Duggar's demotion week after week, playing against Tommy Cutlets out there in the last preseason game.
But, Rich, do you actually think he's good? Like, you watched him all last year.
No, but now it's swung too far the other way. I never liked Duggar. No, not to be that guy. I never was a big fan. I didn't like I was like, where's this guy from? Like, I didn't love the draft pick. Everybody talked him up like he was so great. He couldn't cover anybody.
No.
But he was physical and he could tackle. This team, if this was the 2014 Patriots, and you're like, hey, they're going to cut Kyle Duggar, I'd be like, yeah, they're loaded. Fine.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
They're still not that talented.
No, but the issue is that what Kyle Duggar does, Jabril Peppers does and does better.
Yeah.
Everything Duggar does.
But isn't one of the big knocks on the Patriots right now is they have zero depth? Like, they might have okay starters, and then as soon as one guy goes down, you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. It is
so kind
of a house of
cards. So I don't understand, like, you have a ton of money. You have this player who doesn't seem to be a problem. It's not like he got demoted and he's, like, stamping around, taking a snooze like Parsons on the side. Like, he's playing in the last preseason game, and when they interview him, he has like a good attitude about it. So I just think it's gone too far. Like a year or two ago, if you're like, hey, they're gonna move on from Duggar, I'd be like, fine, get what you can.
If you had given Vrabel like truth serum and he's like, to be honest, I just wanted to remove all of the captains from last year out of this building.
Well, Peppers was a captain.
That's true. Fair point.
There you go.
Very fair point. Yeah.
Keith one shot
shut down.
That was keep the scoreboard going. No, but so to your point on that, wouldn't you just get rid of him earlier? Like if you already went in feeling like he's not going to be a part of the
just
mix. Because he started with the starters. Then we're watching at practice, and you got the eraser, Craig Woodson from the fourth round out there. Jalen Hawkins. You're like,
I like Craig Woodson, by the way.
Yeah, the eraser?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's not to like?
It's good.
Fourth round pick, though, and like he's already taken Duggar's spot.
Well, it's because they need that more center field. They need that center fielder back there that they haven't had since McCourty retired.
True.
Instead, they've been trotting out Duggar and Peppers, who just do the same thing. They both want to play up and in the box and hit tight ends a little bit and tackle. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah, I don't know. So it feels like Duggar is going to get cut.
Yeah, I feel like, though, if you were going
to... Or maybe traded for, like, a bag of balls or, like, a pick swap. Yeah. I know people on the internet were hopefully kind of speculating. What about Duggar and a pick for Jacoby Myers?
I doubt it.
Yeah, you don't think Tom Brady's interested in Kyle Duggar?
I don't think he's interested in Kyle Duggar at all.
Maybe not. I don't know if there's really... The only other real, like, roster battle, I guess, would be wideout, right? And, like, Chisholm versus Baker. Maybe Baker makes the team as, like, a special teamer, which is sort of a weird route. But I know Mac Hollins was talking about the other day. He's like, what'd he say? He's like, basically...
Get on the bus.
Just find a way to get on the bus. Doesn't matter how you get on the bus, just be on the bus. And so that's good advice for Javon Baker. But, yeah, I was never – I thought Chisholm was just going to be a straight practice squad guy. But the way he sort of emerged at the sort of end of camp kind of popped a little bit more, I think he does make the team now.
Well, and I think there's just more options for Chisholm in the long run. You're right. Like, on the offense, I think he can fill in. Like, if Pop Douglas ever goes down with an injury, Chisholm fits right into that slot role really kind of seamlessly, whereas Javon Baker doesn't. Javon Baker is – almost specifically going to be a special teamer if he makes a team, which makes him very easy to sneak onto the practice squad.
Right.
And so for me, it's like Chisholm makes the roster and Baker does not.
So like seven receivers?
Six.
I mean, Diggs, Pop, Booty, Kyle Williams, Mac Hollins is already five. And then Chisholm is six.
Yep.
Kendrick Bourne, who's been hurt.
Cut.
He's out. Jalen Polk, obviously on IR, but he would have been cut anyway. And then Baker. Yeah, I mean, those are probably the main ones. I mean, the running backs, you keep all three of those guys. You hope Stevenson is healthy and ready to go.
I did see, though, DeMontre Jacobs now got waived. That does indicate to me that they have some confidence in...
Have some respect back there.
Come on.
Hawk, he was, come on. This is a man's livelihood we're talking about.
Big part of that last year's team.
But, no, it was bad.
It does indicate to me, though, they have some confidence in seventh-round rookie Marcus Bryant, though, as that backup right tackle, especially with the question marks I've had.
Yeah, he was with the first team a ton throughout camp.
Yeah, Morgan Moses hasn't played. He hasn't done anything. And I don't even know how much he's going to do during the regular season. But they clearly have faith in Marcus Bryant to be the backup there, which I think is good.
I was thinking about just how bad a pick Cole Strange was again today.
Holy smokes.
Because that was not a... Like, that's not revisionist history. That was the second they drafted him. Everyone's like, what a horrible pick.
Were we here for that?
We might have been.
It might have been the first ever Rich Keefe draft party.
Was it Cole Strange? No.
Sick brag, bro.
We were on the air for Gonzo and May. So
definitely.
I don't know if we were here for Strange. Okay. We might have been doing something, though, for Cole Strange. Or maybe we reacted to it, like, the very next day.
Oh, it might have been one of those Twitch streams or something.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, we did one of those. We did that for Mac Jones, right?
Yeah.
And maybe for Cole Strange. And we're just like, what are you doing? Drafting a guard out of Chattanooga.
Out of Chattanooga, baby.
And then I think we talked to his coach the next day. He's like, oh, yeah, the guy's telling you I love this guy.
He's like, he's awesome.
He's a lunch pail guy. Yeah, he brings his lunch every day to work.
Then we saw the video of Sean McVay and Les Snead laughing about it.
They were laughing. They're like, who's that? Mel Kiper was like looking under his like sheet. He's like, I didn't have this guy ready for today.
Didn't take notes on this one, guys.
But that was like right in real time. You're like, what are you doing?
They traded out of the Trent McDuffie pick, which is a position you could have used.
Yeah,
like a cornerback you could have absolutely used, add to the strength of the team, which was the defense. And instead, no, we're going to go with Chattanooga's left guard, Cole Strange.
It's wild. And like not even in the mix for like – They went into camp being like, they don't have a starting left guard. They don't have a starting center. Well, I shouldn't say that. They were hoping it was Bradbury, but they're like working in different guys. Jared Wilson was getting a shot at both. Ben Brown was getting a shot at both. They're like, what about the first round pick from a couple years ago?
Nope.
Like, that's wild. Like, for him to not even be like an average player, for him not even to be like the Garrett Bradbury of guards, you'd be like, all right. Not worth a first-round pick, but he's an NFL player. Well, like, he's not even really an NFL player.
And knowing Ben Brown is basically the Garrett Bradbury backup, as well as a possible starter at left guard, and then Wilson can technically also do both as well, is there a chance Cole Strange just gets cut?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely there's a chance.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be attached.
Those drafts have been so bad.
Terrible. They don't seem to be attached to any player that was here previously.
Right? Outside of Drake May. That's it.
Outside of Drake May, that's like the one guy they'll inherit. I mean, you go through... And offensively, you could definitely see, so obviously your quarterback, you inherit. But you could see Travion Henderson being their best running back.
Yes, Stevenson could be gone by the end of the year, theoretically.
I think Pop and Booty are, right now they're playing pretty well, but there is also a scenario where like Steph Diggs, Kyle Williams, two new guys, or two of your leading
and
receivers.
And Mac Collins.
And Mac Collins, good point. So you have three receivers on the field, a running back, your left tackle you just drafted, your left guard who you also perhaps just drafted, your center who you just brought in, your right tackle you just brought in. So there might be times on the field where there's two holdovers, and one of them's Drake May.
Drake May, Mike Onwenu, Ramondre Stevenson. That might be it.
That's it. Yeah. Football Talk and WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.